say extra, yeah, but it's the same. I mean, you're looking, okay, here's how they defended us. So, all right, you can get a pretty good sense of what they're trying to take away from you. So then, you know, now it comes down to what adjustments can you make, you know, taking into account your personnel, you know, what they're doing, how you match up, you know. So I would say it's not extra time, but it's certainly the same amount of time. Now, where the monkey wrench gets thrown into it is, you know, it's like, okay, I figured out all the answers, then they change all the questions. You know, they do a couple different things, and, you know, you went through this game planning based upon what they did that game, and then the next time you play them, they've adjusted too. So it's interesting. You know, I like it almost more because you have a better sense of what is going to happen, so you can go in with a really concrete and narrow, hey, this is this adjustment, this change, this modification has to take place, and you feel pretty good about it, and then you see how it turns out.
And they can maybe probably change a little less than they would, right, given the short amount of time.
You know what? Some guys, each guy is different. Some guys take a radically different approach. Say, oh, no, you know what? We did this, so this time we've got to, particularly if it didn't work well, you know, but some guys, I would say probably more often than not, they do what you're suspecting, is that there won't be much adjustment.
Hey, Kevin, when you look at just all the circumstances last week, how impressive was Kevin's performance in the offensive line and just how
who solidified it, Kevin?
Kevin Booth?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the world of the guy now, because he can play any position. As those of you who've met him, he's a phenomenal young man. I mean, he's a tremendous person. And, you know, he kind of goes unnoticed. No one even pays attention to him. And he just plays solid for us, whether we put him at guard, we put him at center. You know, it helps that he's a bright, extremely bright person, so he can make the adjustments that not everybody can make as easily as he can. And I think, personally, he's underestimated. I don't think he's not underestimated, undervalued as in terms of his athleticism. He's a better athlete than people give him credit for. You know, he doesn't necessarily fit the stereotypical 6'6", you know, 310 pounds. He's got a little different physique, and so people, I think, dismiss him a little bit more easily than they probably should. He's a good football player.
How difficult is it to make a change that radical in the middle of a game, given a week of preparation?
It's hard. It's a lot harder than a lot of people would give credit to, particularly playing the center position. You know, first things first, you got to snap the ball, and you know, the gun snaps, and you know, you're probably in the gun, you know, at least half, probably closer to two-thirds of the game, and you know, and you're stepping and doing things that you haven't. He's practicing him all week long, but certainly not the focus as what he's been concentrating on, playing the garbage. So yeah, we're fortunate to have him in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
I'm sorry. In the last few weeks, you've had a number of long drives, and you get down near the red zone, and you know,
something happens.
I mean, what's happening?
Well, I mean, each time it's different. You wish it was one thing, and then you could solve that problem. But, you know, the bottom line is we've had chances. You know, we got down there last time, and we tried that throwback screen to the tight end where everybody sprints to the front side, and they had only shown man coverage, and they played too deep, so the corner fell off and was able to come back and minimize the gain, and then we ran, didn't gain a yard. So now it's 3rd and 7, and they played a little different coverage They played a coverage that we expected, but they played a little differently, so we couldn't throw where we had intended to throw it, so we had to come backside to Andre, and we picked up 5 yards. And bottom line is, if you don't stay close enough where you can run or pass and you get yourself backed out of it, it's hard. And the next time we go down and we get down to the 5, and we lose 5 yards, 6 yards on the first play running the ball. So it was, you know, it's frustrating because they were great drives, and they need to culminate in points and touchdowns. And when you don't do that, you're disappointed that you didn't finish it the way you'd like. And probably even more disconcerting is, you know, the potential for it being a difference in the outcome of the game is usually pretty significant, especially in an evenly matched game like that. And that's so we were, you know, you're disappointed, but what are you going to do? You keep playing. The last time we got a chance, we went down and put it in the end zone. But you wish you had done it one of the earlier times.
Kevin, how much of this is the typical Hazlitt defensive scheme, and how much is he relying on the Arakpos and the Fletchers to get it done?
You know, it's funny you say the typical Hazlitt scheme, because every time we've played him for the last 3 years, every game is radically different. So, I mean, I wish you could tell me what that scheme is, because it's obviously predicated on pressure, and that's always going to be there. And an active involvement of the strong safety, trying to get involved in shutting down your run game. That's always going to be there. But honestly, I mean, he is, every time we played him now, the last 3 years, every game within the two-game season, is it's major, monumentally different. So, you know, the good thing is you got a wide background of what he's done, so it's hard to do much differently than what he showed us. The challenge is it's hard to practice it all, you know, practice against it all. But, you know, we've exposed them, and we obviously have zeroed in on the things that we expect him to do, you know, things that he's done most recently, things that he showed against San Francisco as, you know, the latest development. But he's interesting, you know, because he changes up probably as much as anybody we face. And but again, you're going to blitz. You're going to get blitz, and he's going to complement that with going back to too high. You know, so when you're thinking you're loading up blocks and everything, you know, blocking it up to throw the ball, all of a sudden he's dropping seven guys and playing two deep zone. So they do a good job, and he's got great players. I mean, he's got some great players. The three you mentioned, the two outside backers, are, you know, exceptional pass rushers, and they're a difficult matchup for us with a running back or a tight end to be able to block those guys. They're hard, and Barry's playing good. Barry's good up front. So, you know, it's, you're not fooling London Fletcher very much. You know, he's seen a lot.